just average.
Average, damn kind. He's a nice person. Don't have much to say.
Well, what about a person that's maybe in their 90s, but they can still do for themselves, like cook and get around pretty well? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Mighty active. Yeah.
That's it. Ever heard people say spry?
Yeah, that's the word too, spry and active.
You mean about the same thing?
Same thing.
That's good. Say if a person left a lot of money sitting around in plain sight and he didn't lock his door, you say he sure is?
Careless. And yes, another story about, I don't see much of it now as I used to. Men would come around with a big pocketbook in their seat pocket, with a big chain on it or something, you know. And you just say, well, that man's got a lot of money. You'd think it was in that pocketbook. But I don't see much more of that hanging around this day and time. I sure don't. They cut it out just about. They done worked so.
Good idea.
And I imagine they was, most of them that I saw did have money in there.
Right.
Well, if I was a criminal or wanted some money, I'd just as soon take him as anybody else.
Right.
Keep that money. Yeah, yeah. All right, here comes the Bible again. The love of money is the roots of all evil. It's according to how you have the money. If I was a millionaire and didn't have it right, I wouldn't be doing right about it. I'd be in danger of hell. If I was a millionaire and had this glory of God, it's all right to be a millionaire.
Yes,
sir. I believe.
This expression, say if I had an aunt named Lizzie, I might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she just acts kind of
foolish. Silly. She just silly.
Could you say something like, well, she just, every now and then, she just acts kind of queer?
Yeah, you could say queer. We'll answer all right.
As far as you know, has that word changed meanings over the years? Does it mean anything different, or does it just mean kind of strange, or?
Yeah, it means about the same, I think. Because she is the same person as she was. In other words, she is, it's her ways. She's got them kind of silly ways, or she's got silly ideas, all that comes in. Mean the same thing, I think.
Okay. What about a person who makes up his mind about something and just won't change it, no matter what? You say he sure is.
He sure is sound and firm on his belief and on his foundation. I mean, I don't believe thunder can change him or something like that. You know.
What about if he's like that, but he's just dead wrong? He still won't change his mind. So he sure is.
Well, now there it gives me a creak of the Bible again. All right, a person that's in the church and he's dead set, and we know he's wrong all the time. He's doing something wrong. Yeah, got something that's wrong. And the church wants a clean church. Jesus wants a clean church. And we take two or three witnesses with us and talk it over with it. Bring the church up. All right, if you still won't do them, we have a right by the Bible to discard him, because he's set in his ways and he won't never change. But we discard people like that, but they would have a chance if they repent and come back. We wouldn't just discard him forever unless he changes, see. The Bible says God's marriage is a backslide, and that would be a backslide. I know that.